This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Union Cabinet approved the launch and implementation of the Regional Connectivity Scheme, Modified Udaan, for a period of 10 years from 2026-27 to 2035-36, with a total outlay of 28,840 crore rupees. Briefing media on cabinet decisions, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, 100 airports will be developed from unserved airstrips to boost regional connectivity.
Today, a proposal has been approved with an outlay of 28,840 crore rupees. This is for the modified Udaan scheme, essentially Udaan 2.0. Under this, 100 new airports will be developed in a challenge mode. State governments will be given the challenge to decide their priorities regarding where the airports should be built. They will also be responsible for clearing any issues related to land or permissions on a priority basis. Once these are resolved, those airports will be taken up under this project.
Mr. Vaishnav informed that the cabinet also approved a 5-year extension of the immigration, visa, foreigners registration and tracking scheme from 1st April 2026 till March 2031 with an outlay of 1,800 crore rupees. The cabinet has also approved India's climate plan for 2031-35, enhancing Paris Agreement goals. India has committed to reducing emissions intensity of its GDP by 47% by 2035 from 2005 level. The government yesterday convened an all-party meeting on the West Asia situation at the Parliament House complex in New Delhi. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh chaired the meeting, which was attended by Home Minister Amit Shah, External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar, Petroleum Minister Hardeep Puri, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, JDU Working President Sanjay Jha, Rajiv Ranjan Lalan Singh and other leaders. Talking to media after the meeting, Mr. Rijiju thanked members of all parties who participated, stating that all questions and concerns raised by the opposition leaders were addressed by the government. He added that all opposition parties have assured their support for the government in the measures it takes in response to the situation. Congress leaders Mukul Vasnik and Tariq Anwar, CPIM MP John Brittas, Samajwadi MP Dharmendra Yadav and other opposition leaders were also present. The government said the country has the capacity of refining 26 crore tons of crude oil and urged citizens to stop believing in rumours and avoid panic buying. Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma said this while addressing an inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia held yesterday. Special Secretary of the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha said that in the last 24 hours, 50 Indian seafarers have been repatriated and brought back to India. Lok Sabha has passed the Finance Bill 2026 by voice vote. The bill seeks to give effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the financial year 2026-27. The House gave its nod to the amendments moved by the government. Replying to the discussion on the Bill 2026 in the House yesterday, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that the government is empowering the MSMEs, farmers and cooperatives. President Draupadi Murmu extended greetings to the citizens on the eve of Ram Navami. In a message, President Murmu said that the epic life journey of Lord Ram guides us to follow the path of truth, justice and virtue for a meaningful life. She added that his life motivates us to discharge our duties towards the society, while the ideals of his life are the foundation of our culture and we should strive to live by them. The president urged the citizens to imbibe the teachings of the great saga and take a pledge to serve the nation with thoughts, words and deeds. And Indian archers won 2 bronze medals yesterday in the first stage of the Asia Cup World Ranking Tournament in Bangkok. And Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta yesterday inaugurated the International Film Festival of Delhi, or IFFD 2026, at Bharat Mandapam in the national capital. The week-long festival will showcase over 130 films from across the world, marking a major addition to India's global cinema's calendar. And that is the end of this news bulletin.